RD team contributes to research. Raul Lopez with Juan Pano and Esteban Trujillo, simulation of forest fire spread using firebreak barriers in Ecuador. The RD team includes researchers. Indeed, this does mean studies into topics that directly revolve around biochar, such as pyrolysis and numerous aspects of soil science. However, a large number of topics can be found not too far from biochar itself. One of these is wildfire behavior studies. In fact, the idea of wildfire prevention through turning dead fuel wood into biochar has generated projects in California and Washington State, U.S. Nevertheless, better understanding of how wildfires behave can add to better practices. Raul Lopez with Juan Pano and Esteban Trujillo in December 2021 published a paper on the simulation of forest fire spread using firebreak barriers in Ecuador in the journal ACI, Advances in Science and Engineering from the University of San Francisco de Quito, Ecuador. The paper includes wildfire spread simulations run to examine the Illio volcano in Ecuador and how firebreaks can help reduce the impact of fires on the ecosystem and surrounding areas. The paper details a research project which included the simulation of a fire event conducted on a day with the same weather conditions as the day of the original wildfire incident. The original event was on September 14, 2015, at the Illio Volcanico La Toquilla sector, Quito, Ecuador. The simulations were run again, but this time with firebreaks. The examination was to see how emissions and the burnt area were reduced by adding firebreaks. A simulation was created in FarSight using topographical and meteorological data, which included the spread of fire and its impact, which resulted in several hectares of nature being burned and the production of combustion gases. The FarSight study's findings were corroborated by official data in the amount of pollutants released into the atmosphere. FarSight is a wildfire modeling program. GIS output and FarSight helped accurately pinpoint the area affected by the wildfire and the position of the fuels most responsible for sustaining the fire. Finally, when compared to the actual conditions at Illio Volcano, in comparison to the studied fire event, the fire suppression method showed a reduction in the affected area and the amount of pollutants released into the environment. This tool can guide firebreak design and reforestation efforts in eroded areas like Illio. Following this paper, the next project will include the simulation of optimized fire suppression methods, which includes firebreaks to gain further understanding of the benefits of these techniques. The intention is to help firefighters contain the spread of wildfires and reduce their social, environmental, and economic impacts.